Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So every Tuesday in this half hour, we pause from all the political arguing and everything and focus on some of the great folks in Central Virginia who are doing good work to try to help people, sometimes folks who were less fortunate. And I think that's the case today with ACES, Ashland Christian Emergency Services. And Anthony Keat is the president of ACES. And Anthony, I really appreciate you coming on. Tell me about ACES and the history of your group and what you're up to.
Well, John, I'm glad to be able to join you. ACES is a nonprofit organization, fully volunteer, where we try to help individuals who are less fortunate, people who are in need. We are supported by our different community organizations, such as the Scouts, the churches, the schools, and individuals. We were formed in 1950 when a group of firefighters came to the aid of individuals who were burnt out. They started collecting food and clothing. That grew to a larger group of individuals in the community who started helping other people in need, and has resulted to what we have today, where we serve just a number of people who have a need. We provide food. We provide clothing, we provide household utilities, and we also provide some minor financial assistance for people who need some help with their rent, with their utilities, as well as medical equipment. We've been able to serve probably on average each year about 1,600 households, which would work out to about 3,900 members. And again, we just do a great job. And again, I'm so proud of the fact that most of what we do, if not all of what we do, comes from volunteers, that we have no paid employees. So it just works out well.
That is really remarkable. Of 1950, I'm trying to think, what did Ashland look like in 1950?
Well, you know? I wasn't here at that time. I can't tell you.
But the community's grown pretty dramatically. Yeah. And I hate to think that with the, the recession that it seems like we're flirting with right now, that the need is going to grow even more. How are you handling that?
I would agree. And what I'm seeing is that while people are okay when it comes to things like food and even the clothing, there's more of a need in terms of finances. People's utilities, have gotten a little bit out of hand for them, their rent, things like that. So that's where we're getting most of our calls and our requests for assistance.
Now, how can folks in our audience be of assistance to you? I mean, if you're a volunteer operation, that's a great chance if somebody was looking for something this summer and this fall to spend a few hours. What's the commitment and how do they get engaged with you?
Well, basically what they can do is they can reach out to us through our website. Our website is www.aceshanover.org, and then our email address is youraces, that's youraces, at verizon.net, and they can reach out to us that way, and see what kind of needs we have here. I can tell you we're pretty stocked when it comes to volunteers, but a lot of people are doing food drives for us. People are bringing their clothing, as they're downsizing their homes, they're bringing that out to us. We can use things like right now, spring and summer clothing. If people want to share that as we go into other seasons, then they can start bringing in their fall and winter. And then if anybody wants to make a financial donation to us, they can go to our website, and we have a donation button there where they can pay through PayPal. And because we are a 501(c) organization, they can take that off on their taxes. So, that's very helpful.
That's fantastic. When someone contacts you and they're in need, What is that process like? And over the years, do you find that you help get them out of the rut and they're able to move on with life? Or?
Well, we try to do that. Our policy is anybody who comes in the very first time will help anybody. Mm-hmm. But if they want to come back and get additional assistance, they need to live within our jurisdiction. And we handle, or we help Central Virginia, which is the zip codes of 23005, the Glen Allen zip code, as well as Hanover. And an individual can receive food from us once every 30 days, and they can receive clothing from us once every 60 days. Now, we also have other partner organizations, other partner food banks, that if we cannot help them, we will send them to those individuals. And, you know, again, not which, you know, we're not trying to get rid of them. We're just trying to have them served by somebody who's closer to them.
Right.
And we do ask them information when they come to get their name, but we're not trying to pry into the business. We're trying to find out if there's other services that's available that can help them. So, for example, right. someone comes to us and they've served in the military, we might be able to connect them with an organization that provides additional services for our veterans.
Yeah. So, well, that's good. There are some resources that the vets can take advantage of, and they don't even know it. Anthony Keat is the president of ACES, Ashland Christian Emergency Services, that's been around since 1950. Hey, tell me a success story. What stands out as you survey the landscape and you go, you know what, thank goodness we were there, and look at how somebody's doing today because you were able to help them?
Well, I think about, we've had an individual who was in need of a ramp for her home. She had a disability and didn't have the money to pay for that. And so we partnered with Habitat for Humanity. They provided the labor and we provided the finances to pay for that ramp. So she was able to have access to her home in a way that she wasn't able to do that before. Another success that I'm proud of that we're working on is we're helping with another organization to provide school supplies to the teachers in our area, you know, because as we know, a lot of our schools are struggling with everything in terms of finances. So we're trying to get people to make donations, and we're supplementing some of the school supplies that our teachers are using.
So, I think it's fantastic. I love those stories. Well, I'm looking at your website right now, aceshanover.org, A-C-E-S, Hanover.org. And there are a lot of happy faces on there, people who have, you know, been helped in a moment of crisis, who are now, you know, right back in the game. And these are the folks who could fall through the cracks if you all weren't there. And I just appreciate so much.
And one of the things I want to say for anybody who's listening, our community has been a blessing to us. You know, we could not do what we do without our community. And so I just encourage everybody to keep helping, keep loving on each other. And sometimes all people need is just a smile to know that you're there in their corner. So.
Yeah. Well, I'm just really privileged to have you on the air today, and I thank you for your work as the head of ACES, and hopefully our audience will respond and, you know, step in this summer to help you out. Anthony Keat, the president of ACES in Hanover, Ashland Christian Emergency Services. You go to aceshanover.org to find out more.
Right. And let me say, if you don't help us, help someone.
Yeah.
There are a lot of deserving groups and people out there. Help somebody.
Good guidance. Hey, thank you, Anthony. I appreciate it. Enjoy talking to you.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.